Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is Veterans of Clinic Defense. And there's a lot of tunes, some special presentations, and again, a lot of tunes and a lot of great news. Going to start off with the specials, a song against the violence of racist hate groups. The song is entitled Why Play. Lord, make this machine work.
Why did you try to hurt me?
I got pneumonia.
Did you really want to kill me?
Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why.
I know where I'm going to go. to him and his, found it turned up dead. So the paper said, Texas, found it turned up dead. After Medicaid restrictions took her choice away. Televangelists and the politics made Jenny him and Denny an orphan, praying in the light, bombing in the night. They waved their roses red, but roses dead. Get your laws off me, I'm not your property. Don't plan my family, I'll plan my own. I don't want to be in your theocracy. Remember liberty, remember Rome. Many more would go by the way of Rose, and the ones that went before her led the course of death, present and direct, because the chill wind blows and Rose is dead. Get your laws off me, I'm not your property. Don't plan my family, I'll plan my own. I don't want to be in your theocracy. Remember liberty, remember Rose. Many more will go.
Many more will go.
By the way of Rose.
By the way of Rose.
And the ones that went.
The ones that went before her.
Let the course is set.
And let the course is set.
Present and direct.
Present and direct.
Because the chill wind blows and Rose is dead. Get your laws off me. I'm not your property. Don't plan my family. I'll plan my own. I don't want to be in your theocracy. Remember liberty, remember Rome. Get your laws off me, I'm not your property. Don't plan my family, I'll plan my own. I don't want to be in your theocracy. Remember liberty, remember Rose. Get your laws off me, I'm not your property. Don't plan my family, I'll plan my own. I don't want to be in your theocracy. Remember liberty, remember Rose.
Remember liberty, remember Rome.
You just heard Suicidal Tendencies doing Subliminal. Sandy Rapp did Remember Rose. The Professionals did 1, 2, 3. And started off with The Specials doing Why. And Friday Night, Saturday Morning. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org. And relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, as well as two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And at AtheistNetwork.com, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 in the morning and again at 9 at night, Eastern Time, USA, and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, USA, when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. And tonight the theme is Veterans of Clinic Defense. Next week on The Reverend Is In, if this is in fact feasible, one, maybe more, of the coffee goddesses, and hopefully we'll have a hex placed on the abusive male masters of said goddesses. Otherwise, a possibility of a live guest is actually a couple. They're from BARF at barf.org, Biblical America Resistance Front, because they are in town and they spend pretty much all of their lives researching the extremist religious right wing of this nation and the American Christian Taliban, the anti-abortion terrorists, etc. And they have new information and new research to relay to you. Future shows also include a new job party for three, maybe four people in Reverend Bookburn's circles. The 25th anniversary of the band DOA, and that'll be a special on DOA and their history from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Hopefully by the end of November. Another live musical guest, actually the return of original live musical guest, Lisa Bouchel, who is back from France. And you can check her out at lisabouchel.com. And she also may be the live guest for December's The Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special. Hopefully she'll agree to that. I'm not sure. And there's family illnesses and death in the air, and that may result in the cancellation of one or two shows. Those are the things to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Veterans of Clinic Defense, and this is on close to the eve of Veterans Day, and this is not to take away from the other, but to acknowledge those who are generally not acknowledged, and those not taken seriously by those who profess to be anti-terrorism, including and all the way up to Ayatollah Ashcraft and the Justice Department, who cannot be bothered with anti-choice terrorism, which in the last 20 years has seen more than 100 bombings of clinics and more than a dozen shooting incidents and literally hundreds of death threats, stalkings, harassments, assaults, and anthrax threats, butyric acid attacks, etc. So we're going to talk about all that kind of stuff tonight. There's an article about two anti-choice terrorists on the East Coast in a biker magazine, and I'll get to that later. Tonight's show is dedicated to all clinic defenders nationwide, and in memory of Roy Lucas, who died this past Monday, November 3rd, at age 61. I'm not sure why, but he was in Prague doing research, and he just passed away. Roy Lucas was one of the pivotal persons in the cast of characters who made the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion possible, and he's one of the people who's rarely acknowledged. And I believe there's a book on his life and the works, largely due to Bill Baird and Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League, dear friends and people who badly need some bucks. They're in ProChoiceLeague.com, who also may be live guests, I forgot about that, in the near future. And Bill Baird, if you haven't heard the show before, won the 1972 Supreme Court case that legalized birth control for non-married people, if you can believe that was even necessary. Also under Roy's argument of the right to privacy and the primary legal precedent of the Roe versus Wade decision. So we're going to possibly do a tribute show to Roy Lucas, and I'm going to get as much information as I can about him for a future show and possible tribute, if that is possible. A shout out to the great clinic defenders, the mighty Maggot Punks at maggotpunks.com, and they're on the web, and they're friends of the Reverend also, and very hilarious people. And let's see, if you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Quail, the ultimate numbnuts before the rise and coup of George W. Numbnuts Moron Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And in that article, there's a lot of quotes and information about anti-choice terrorism, why they want people killed who are involved in abortion, and why they want everybody who is even not connected to abortion, like police, federal marshals, even military personnel who show up at clinics, also killed in their holy war and in their speeches that are nearly identical to the speeches and rhetoric of Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. All of that at sjcdc.org in Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Thank you. And let's see. Also tonight we'll talk about anti-choice fake clinics, stem cell research, and the Reverend's solution for unprotected clinics. And I wanted to say that one hilarious thing about the anti-choice people is the leaders who scam them. As you know, most moral crusaders have a double life. The family values Congress people, the big-time TV preachers and evangelicals and advocates of abstinence and the Family Marriage Protection Act and blah, 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 and censor everything kinds of people who spend their donors' money on their affairs and sex workers and the like. Randall Terry is one such person. He was the head of Operation Rescue, a group that violently blockaded clinic doors for about 2 or 3 years, much like the racist segregationists in the early 60s, who also broke laws and were violent in opposition to the rights of another class of people. Randall Terry has been scamming anti-abortion supporters and milking them out of donations so that he can buy a brand new house. So the Reverend wants to say, thank you, Randall Terry, for scamming anti-abortion supporters and even entire organizations. May you keep up the good work, and anti-choice people who listen and send hate this way, please send more money to Randall Terry, who is exploiting the Schiavo case in Florida against the wishes of Terry Schiavo herself and her husband. Let's see, going to play some more music and then get back to all this stuff, because there is a ton of music. Going to play the Poison Girls from England, and hello Plantard and the UK book burners who are listening in the middle of the night. This is from the Where's the Pleasure album, and the track I want to play is called Mandy is Having a Baby, but since it's back-to-back with a song people seem to like from a show last July, we did, if you're a new listener, we did two shows with the theme called Peace and Healing, and these were Peace and Healing shows for the heartbroken, and I would say part one was probably the better of the two, and we played a song called Cry No More from the same album, and it's back-to-back with Mandy is Having a Baby, so we'll play that first. This is the Poison Girls, Cry No More, and Mandy is Having a Baby. Lord, make this play.
I'm tired of crying for the underprivileged, the blacks, the women, for even black women, for the starving children, for the Irish. I'm tired of crying for the unemployed, one-eyed Jews. I'm tired of crying for I'm tired of crying for the pain of the third world, the poor unfortunates of Hiroshima, Bikini. I'm tired of crying, America, America. I'm tired. Thank you.
this darkness. I was mistaken, only reflections of a shadow that I
Yellow the Opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com. This is...
Bye. are you, friend? Now, just be honest about it. Did you ever consider the possibility that your penis, and in the case of many dignified ladies, that the size of the titties themselves might provide elements of subconscious tension? Weird, twisted anxieties that could force a human being to have to become a politician, a policeman, a Jesuit monk, a rock and roll guitar player, a wino, you name it. Or in the case of the ladies, the ones that can't afford a silicone beef-up, they become writers of hot books.
Manuel the gardener placed his burning phallus in her quivering quim.
Yes, or they become Carmelite nuns.
Gonzo, the lead guitar player, placed his mutated member in her slithering slit.
Or racehorse jockey. There is no reason why you or your loved one should suffer. Things are bad enough without the size of your organ adding even more misery to the troubles of the world.
Right on! Right on!
Now, if you're a lady and you've got munchkin tits, you can console yourself with this age-old line from primary school.
Anything over a mouthful is wasted!
Yes! And isn't it the truth? And if you're a guy, one night you're at a party and you're trying to be cool, I mean, you aren't even wearing any underwear, being so cool. And somebody hits on you one night, and he looks you up and down and he says,
8 inches or less.
Well, let me tell you, brothers, that's the time when you've got to turn around and look that son of a bitch right between the eyes. You got to tell him these words.
Yeah.
That was Frank Zappa from his first film soundtrack, 200 Motels. The tracks were Penis Dimension and What Will This Evening Bring Me This Morning. Before that, David Crosby did Laughing. The Dead Milkmen did a live version of Bitchin' Camaro from the Chaos Rules live CD. And that went out to Anti-Choice Buffoon from Pennsylvania, Stephen Friend, from around 10 years ago. Toxic Reasons did Mercenary. And Poison Girls did Cry No More. And Mandy is having a baby. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Veterans of Clinic Defense. And there is so much material, I don't know if I'll get to it. I'll get right to the biker thing, because this pretty much stands out. We don't hear from bikers that much, but when we do, it's cool, and hello, and no disrespect to anybody. However, there are some publications that, I guess, they're coming from a kind of a unawareness about it. It's funny because there's all this September 11th, we will never forget kinds of stuff all through it. But then there's an article that profiles these really strong Christian Taliban types. It's in Thunder Press, which I believe is just the East Coast, or it's an East Coast edition, because every article is Eastern oriented. And there is an article that profiles two of the most notorious East Coast harassers and advocates of anti-abortion violence and long-time harassers who have a property in Mount Holly, New Jersey. This is by a person named Shadow. And again, this is from Thunder Press. And thank you, person who gave this to me. They were talking about the Gathering of the Tribes, hosted by, I'm not making this up, Christian Bikers Against Drug and Alcohol Abuse. So, okay, they're recovering, and they went like the 12-steppy higher power religious indoctrination route, which is cool if it works. And it's not the only thing, but if it's something that helped people, cool. However, they're being manipulated by people who are running this specific organization, CBADAA, in which, at their gathering in Mount Holly, New Jersey, it was hosted by, and local clinic defenders, you'll recognize these names, George and Tina Krail, K-R-A-I-L. George and Tina Krail have been arrested hundreds of times in the violent blockades of Philadelphia, New Jersey, and surrounding states, have issued death threats against people, have talked about how everybody at the clinic, including the people who deliver lunches from local lunch providers, the local postal worker who delivers the mail, as well as police and others, and pharmaceutical reps, deserve to be killed for being at the clinic. They hosted this event that these manipulable Christian bikers had hosted. This was written in the Tribes, Gathering of the Tribes article in Thunder Press. And we will let Thunder Press know what they are supporting, because they may remember 9/11, but they have unwittingly given print space to people who are of the same mindset as the perpetrators of 9/11, and we will let them know that. So what do we do to further the protection of clinics, since it's not something that even Ayatollah Ashcraft takes that seriously? He's too busy doing something more important than worrying about anti-choice terrorism. He's fighting the mighty Extreme Associates video company for being too obscene. And other things that are at best a secondary concern to perpetrators of terrorism that are not carriers of the Quran, but carriers of the Bible instead. What do we do in parts of the nation where police couldn't be bothered with addressing clinic harassment and the antics of groups like Army of God, Center for Bioethical Reform, and others who are not the kind that quietly stand around holding their pleasure beads and those little vibrating cross things with the handlebars? The Reverend, always being solution-oriented, believes that this might result in more clinic patrolling and protection. Merge the reproductive health clinic with the local donut and coffee provider. Get a duplex, even better yet, get a duplex at a stalking for tickets location and share the space with donut and coffee providers. This should result in a frequent presence if your area is guilty of gross negligence of terroristic threats, and also be a reassurance to the patients and the staff of said facility. That was free counseling from the Reverend on how to better protect and make a safer tomorrow. The Reverend also believes that when the Reverend's fetal cookbook comes out, that the two sides will be much less divided and possibly even heal after all these years of frontline wars and threats. It's obvious when they carry their posters of bad fetal art, some of which resemble two-year-olds, that in addition to the bad job they're doing deceiving people with said bad art, that the pictures themselves represent a grotesquely undercooked end product. So when the Reverend's fetal cookbook comes out, and that would of course include the world famous Reverend's fetal sauce, the two sides may possibly be able to come together and mend their differences. I'm going to mention a little bit about the lay-term issue in 1 second. The latest from George W. Numbnuts Bush was to sign a ban on lay-term abortions, which, as we've said before, is a death sentence against large numbers of women, because the majority of lay-term procedures every year, bar none, is when there is a serious health risk or possibly life-threatening risk to the woman, which is why the battle over these bans, every time they come up, has been centered on whether or not there will be a health exception, because even they know that they are full of bullshit and know that a health exception would make the bill as impotent as they are. So when Congress passed this bill, and when George W. Taliban clone Bush signed this bill, they knew they were signing a death sentence, but did it because the lives of the women who would either be injured or killed by this bill are expendable for their political support base. And there's an interesting article, there's actually an interesting photo of the day George W. Taliban wannabe Bush signed the bill, surrounded by men, interestingly enough, and photographed by a woman at alternet.org. Click on media culture, and there's all kinds of interesting things there anyway. Alternet.org, click on media culture and Bush photo, which is fascinating in and of itself, as well as an article on CBS yanking its propaganda piece they were going to air on the Reagans, speaking of Taliban wannabes and major league criminals, all at mediaculture@alternet.org. Fake clinics. If you haven't heard the show before, there are places that the anti-abortion people set up, usually called pregnancy care centers, that are actually propaganda centers and religious indoctrination centers, and do not provide any services regarding contraception or abortion. And one such place is called ABBA, but they go under any number of different names. So before you call or go any place or refer anybody to any place, make sure that they are not something with the name Birthright or Pregnancy Care Center or ABBA. Yes, they desecrated the name of a great 70s band. And make sure that it is not a fake clinic where a deluge of videos and propaganda and heavy-duty religion pushers will be subjected to the woman who went there for help. What else do we want to cover? For a long time, we've covered resources for the abortion pill called RU486 and ECP, emergency contraception, or the day-after pill, and gave primarily one link that, from this point forward, the Reverend wants to say that that link is no longer worthwhile, and the domain was bought by some kind of anti-choice propaganda pusher, and I believe they even tried to make it look like it's a pro-choice page or an information page. But there is a legitimate page that does provide information on ECP, emergency contraception, and the abortion pill, RU486. And that is at abortionaccess.org. And that's a good one to provide to other people as well. All right, how are we doing with time? All right, pretty good. All right, going to get off subject a little bit, because there is a great new animation, and you know how much the Reverend loves cartoons and animation. I don't know if it's new, but it's new to me. This was sent since the last show. Bush speaks, markets tumble again. And that is one of many animations, mostly dealing with George W. Numbnuts Bush, at Too Stupid to Be President.com. Too Stupid to Be President.com. One word. And that is worthwhile. These articles you have to get by email if you want them. Write to me, Quayle, Quayle, quayle@sjcdc.org. And if you are interested, I will send them to you. There's actually two articles I'll send to you on Danger to Research Science from the Far Right. And the gist of the main article on that is that former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Reverend Lou Sheldon of the Traditional Values Coalition, is sending hostile letters all around to over 200 researchers on everything from HIV to human sexuality and an endless list, saying, I don't like what these researchers are doing. They mentioned the word penis, or they talked about sex, or etc. And trying to intimidate and get these people defunded. So science is under attack by cultists once again. And you can get these articles if you want them. Danger to Research Science from the Far Right. And Justice Department hides report on its own diversity. And a plug for a new book. This is by one of the sons of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, who were executed in the U.S. after a bullshit trial in 1953. The guy's name is Robert Mirapol, and his new book is called An Execution in the Family, One Son's Journey, and that's on published by St. Martin's Press. And from all accounts so far, it is fantastic and also a great history of the 60s, the parts that deal with the 60s. As you know, we have contests on the show and calls for pranking, mooning the anti-choice people, or any number of pranks and stuff that we've had contests for. And so I'll repeat that, but I want to emphasize most clearly that anything that you do, anything along the lines of pranking, goofing on the antis, flipping them the bird, holding up whatever, obscene pictures or toys or other things that drive them crazy, which isn't much of a drive, and or drives them away, or soft matter like bad eyes, or seltzer bottles, or what have you, make absolutely sure that any prank is harmless. And if you've ever done anything otherwise, please don't do it again. Please don't screw up. Please don't do anything harmful, because then you are being like them. All pranks should be harmless. However, if you are a clinic defender, even in a place that's now dominated or feminist majority organization dominated, remember that passivity encourages the bullyish abuser mindset of the anti-choice people, and you are justified if you have a policy that the anti-choice people should get what they give. So if it's verbal, respond verbally. Humor is best, because it makes people laugh, it relaxes the patients, and gives them a moment's chuckle instead of more anguish. And if they push, you are justified in pushing back and all the way up the ladder. It is okay for them to get what they give. Alright, very talked out. Wanted to mention that stem cell research has been severely restricted and damaged thanks to the Bush regime. And this is a potential for all kinds of cures of diseases, from Parkinson's and MS to literally over a dozen diseases, including Alzheimer's as well, which is why even Nancy Reagan is a supporter of stem cell research. However, because they obtain the stem cells from embryos, yes, the American Christian Taliban and anti-choice goons oppose stem cell research, and the Bush regime signed 2 years ago a bill that is still affecting this research. So if you are active, or if you're going to become active in the rights of others and reproductive freedom, that is a demand to keep up. In addition to opposing the late-term abortion ban that will probably be overturned in the judiciary, then another fight is to support stem cell research so that people with any number of diseases have hopes for a cure. And speaking of the judiciary, George W. Numbnuts Bush has been appointing all kinds of Bin Laden clones to the judiciary, and that's going to be something to watch, because these people are going to be in a position, should they pass the nomination process, of making all kinds of decisions regarding reproductive freedom, civil liberties, censorship, broadcasting the works. And the latest goons are written of at the website of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, which is at AU.org, and check out the Taliban types, the latest Taliban types who are nominated for the judiciary. Okay, absolutely, definitely talk out. So we're going to go back in time. This is from a Monty Python film called The Meaning of Life. And this was a favorite among the earlier waves of clinic defenders, many of whom are still around at Northeast Philadelphia. They're independent and they're take-no-stuff defenders, as well as South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, ditto. And the people who go back a long way. And it's one of the funniest tributes to clinic defenders, and of course one of the least favorite songs from the anti-choice bozos. From Monty Python's Meaning of Life, we're going to play Every Sperm is Sacred. Play.
A baby is born every 1.7 seconds. This means that in the time it takes to fry an egg in a conventional frying pan, over 137 babies have been born. Unless you like your egg really crispy and golden brown on the outside like I do. In which case you could have over 200 really crisply fried babies. Or if you're cooking on gas, about 194. But of course the real problem is that by far the great majority of these fried eggs are born in areas least able to support them.
The Meaning of Life, Part 2. The Third World. Yorkshire.
Now, whose tea time is it?
Now, Vincent, Tessa, Valerie, Janine, Martha, Andrew, Thomas, Walter, Pat, Linda, Michael, Evadne, Alice, Dominic, and Sasha, it's your bedtime. Now, don't argue. Laura, Alfred, Nigel, Annie, Simon,
and... Wait. Amanda... I've got something to tell the whole family.
Oh, quick, go and get the other thing, Gordon.
The mill's closed. There's no more work. We're destitute. Come in, my little love. I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments. No, no, that's the way it is, my loves. Blame the Catholic Church for not letting me wear one of those little rubber things. Oh, they've done some wonderful things in their time. They've preserved the might and majesty, even mystery of the Church of Rome. And the sanctity of the sacraments, the indivisible oneness of the Trinity. But if they let me wear one of those little rubber things on the end of my cock, we won't be in the mess we are now.
Couldn't Mummy have worn some sort of pessary?
Not if we're going to remain members of the fastest growing religion in the world, my boy. You see, we believe... Well, let me put it like this.
There are Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's books. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted,
let the heathen fill their own.
You see my problem, little ones. I can't keep you all here any longer.
Speak up!
I can't keep you all here any longer. God has blessed us so much, I can't afford to feed you anymore.
Can you have your balls cut off?
Oh, it's not as simple as that, Nigel. God knows all. He'd see through such a cheap trick. What we do to ourselves, we do to him.
You could have had them pulled off in an accident. That's right.
No, children, I know you're trying to help, but believe me, my mind's made up. I've given this long and careful thought, and it has to be medical experiments for the lot of you.
Oh,
but the tragic events at number 42 did not go unobserved by the neighbours.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news. The British invasion of Russia ended quietly yesterday with the unconditional surrender of Moscow to Lieutenant Simon Pring. In Dusseldorf, the British pair Nanette and Napoleon Hardcastle have won everything they could possibly have entered for. And British weather has been named by Climate magazine as the best in the world.
Look at them, bloody Catholics, filling the bloody world up with bloody people they can't afford to bloody feed.
What are we, dear?
Protestant, and fiercely proud of it.
Why do they have so many children?
Because every time they have sexual intercourse, they have to have a baby.
But it's the same with us, Harry.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we've got two children, and we've had sexual intercourse twice.
That's not the point. We could have it any time we wanted.
Really?
Oh, yes. And what's more, because we don't believe in all that papist claptrap, we can take precautions.
What do you mean? Lock the door?
No. I mean, because we are members of the Protestant Reformed Church, which successfully challenged the autocratic power of the papacy in the mid-16th century, we can wear little rubber devices to prevent issue.
What do you mean?
I could, if I wanted, have sexual intercourse with you.
Oh, yes, Harry.
And, by wearing a rubber sheath over my old fella, I could ensure that when I came off, you would not be impregnated.
Oh.
That's what being a Protestant's all about. That's why it's the church for me. That's why it's the church for anyone who respects the individual and the individual's right to decide for him or herself. When Martin Luther nailed his protest up to the church door in 1517, he may not have realized the full significance of what he was doing. But 400 years later, thanks to him, my dear, I can wear whatever I want on my John Thomas. And Protestantism doesn't stop at the simple condom. Oh, no. I can wear French ticklers if I want.
You what?
French ticklers, black mambos, crocodile ribs, sheaths that are designed not only to protect, but also to enhance the stimulation of sexual congress.
Have you got one?
Have I got one? Well, no. But I can go down the road any time I want and walk into Harry's and hold my head up high and say in a loud, steady voice, Harry, I want you to sell me a condom. In fact, today I think I'll have a French tickler, for I am a Protestant.
Well, why don't you?
But they cannot. Because their church never made the great leap out of the Middle Ages and the domination of alien episcopal supremacy.
Pia
Adventures of Martin Luther. An exciting and controversial examination of the Protestant reformer whose reassessment of the role of the individual in Christian belief shook the foundations of a post-feudal Germany in the grip of the 16th century.
The Meaning of Life, Part 3. Growth and Learning.
Learn in the street. Learn in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Yeah. Rabid foaming, a beast caged in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Ceremony's about to begin. The body of his mother rotting in the summer ground, he fled the town.
Yeah!
Went down south and crossed the border.
Yeah.
Left the chaos and disorder back there over his shoulder. One morning you woke in a green hotel with a strange creature groaning beside him. Sweat oozed from its shiny skin. Is everybody in? Ceremony is about to begin. Oh, and a great story. Jim Larson. Jim Larson. A drowning bathtub in Paris.
Seems a goddamn odd thing to happen to me.
Learned in the street. Learned in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Rabid foaming, a beast caged in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Jim Larson, a beneficent influence of Rambo, Rambo. Jim Larson, a beneficent influence of Rambo, Rambo. Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
What do you say we lighten things up and talk about abortion? You know, I feel like I'm losing some of you here, and I want to win all of you back with this one. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about child killing and see if we can't get some chuckles rippling through the room here. Let's talk about mass murder of young, unborn children and see if we can't coalesce into one big, healthy gut laugh. Boy, I've never seen an issue so divisive. You ever seen? It's like a civil war, isn't it? Even amongst my friends, who are all very intelligent, they are totally divided on abortion. It's unbelievable. Some of my friends, for instance, think these pro-life people are annoying idiots. Other of my friends think these pro-life people are evil fucks. How are we going to come to a consensus? You ought to hear the arguments around my house. They're annoying. They're idiots. They're evil. They're fucks. Brothers, sisters, come together. Can't we once just join hands and think of them as evil, annoying, idiot fucks? I beseech you. But that's me, Libra rising. The scales. And strangely enough, Shiva, the destroyer. Who would have thunk it? We're pro-life. Ooh, you look it. Look like you're filled with life. Oh, little kids, please don't adopt me. Please don't adopt me. We're your new Christian pro-life parents. Oh, where's the tower? Where's the gun? Where's the tower? Where's the gun? I was adopted by pro-life Christians when I was a kid. Does my penis make me a bad boy? That's what they told me. Please, give me the Satan-worshipping family down the block. The ones that have the good albums. Suddenly I'm adopted by the Flanders, you know. Hi, Bill. Isn't it another beautiful God-created morning? We're pro-life. It's like, what does that make me? You know what I mean? You're so pro-life. You're so pro-life. Do me a fucking favor. Don't block med clinics. Okay? Lock arms and block cemeteries. Let's see how fucking committed you are to this premise. She can't come in. She was 96. She was hit by a bus. There's options. We gotta have her stuffed. What are you talking about? She's dead. We're pro-life. Get her out of that casket. Get her out. She's not going. We're pro-life people. There'll be no death on this planet. Pro-life. And I always say, see, my theory, here's my actual theory, beyond the huge, hilarious jokes I have. Here's my real theory, though. If you're so pro-life and you're so pro-child, then adopt one that's already here that's very unwanted and very alone and needs someone to take care of it to get it out of a horrible situation. Okay? People say, well, why don't you do that? And I say, because I hate fucking kids and couldn't care less. Couldn't give a fuck. Don't care about it all about abortion. It's your choice. Case closed, the end, bottom line. And by the way, a 3-month-old kid in your belly is not a fucking human being. Okay? It's a bunch of little congregate of cells. You're not a human till you're in my phone book. There, my hat is now in the political ring.
Turn off the church music, Louis.
Well, yeah, this is systematic tip, right? From the Church of Fleece My Sheep. We'll be having some of the higher-ups in the Republican Party pay us a visit. Yeah, right. That ought to be fun. Anyway, services will be held at 10 a.m. Sunday. Condi Rice will be assisted by John Ashcroft, who will anoint everyone in the room with Crisco oil. I'll enjoy that, I will. You must beat your chest while screaming, "Liberals are evil!" Ignore the Republicans in the back of the church undressing their mistresses. Give until it hurts in the big corporate offering baskets that will be circulated by Father Horry. Do not, and I repeat, do not burn the pictures of Clinton that will be passed out to you until the choir starts singing Beat It. Sister Ann Coulter will read from Michael Moore's book, Ugly White Men. Ignore her cursing and spitting, as she's a spirited filly. Yeah, right, she is, the old whore. A large picture of President Bush in full flight apparel will be hoisted onto the altar at the end of the services, if we can get Bill O'Reilly's lips off the crotch area of the portrait. Well, that's it for now. This is Sister Mary Titwright saying, have a good day.
You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Sister Mary Titwright. Bill Hicks did Pro-Life from the Rant in E Minor CD. William S. Burroughs did Is Everybody In from a Doors tribute CD, and started off with Monty Python doing Every Sperm Is Sacred. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and we're going to play a track about the anti-choice terrorists, the people who have bombed over 100 clinics in the last 20 years, the people who have perpetrated over a dozen shooting incidents, the people who have stalked even children of doctors and providers at their schools and residences, the people who have used butyric acid at clinics, the people who have for over 10 years sent fake anthrax through the mail, the people who have committed thousands of acts of assaults and threats. And the song is about them. It's by DOA. I know we're playing DOA every show, but that is because this is all foreplay for the 25th anniversary special show that we're going to do for their anniversary. And this specific track is from the Festival of Atheists CD by DOA. This is from around 98, from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. And this track is about the anti-choice terrorists. It's called A Gun and a Bomb. DOA, A Gun and a Bomb, from Festival of Atheists CD, suddendeath.com. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is Veterans of Clinic Defense. And we're dedicating this show to clinic defenders everywhere and in memory of the late Roy Lucas, who passed away on November 3rd at age 61 while on a research mission in Prague. Next week, I believe we're going to have one or more coffee goddesses who want to, one of whom wants to place a hex, and I think she's serious, on the male masters at their coffee and food providership, and that ought to be especially interesting if that happens. Barf is also in the area, and hopefully we'll have them on if the coffee goddesses are not available. And you can check them out, too, at barf.org, Biblical America Resistance Front. Some of the best researchers today on the American Christian Taliban and anti-abortion terrorists. Okay, a few plugs, the credits, and then, since timing is going so well, some additional tracks for the Philadelphia area. The John Coltrane exhibition is at Slot, S-L-O-U-G-H-T, slot.org. And also in Philadelphia, the Radio Volta fundraiser is forthcoming. You can check it out at radiovolta.org. It is Tuesday, November 18th at the Khyber, 56 South 2nd Street in Old City. Band start at 9 o'clock, and that includes Paul Lewis, the Andy Brown Trio, Betsy Spivak, and Casey Holford. And thanks to Volta DJ Cindy for getting that together. The Animal Rescue Site represents a humane alternative for abused and neglected animals, and that can be helped just by clicking on this one clicking option per day. That's at theanimalrescuesite.com. And on the Dr. Susan Block Show, drsusanblock.com, last night's guests, happily married porn couple Kelly and Hamilton Steele, and G-Spot female ejaculation expert Dr. G. You can check her out, drsusanblock.com. Shows upcoming for future guests. Shows past for past guests. The Reverend live on Dr. Susie's show, video and audio streaming. November 2002, Dr. Susie receives Reverend Book Burns' Emma Goldman Freedom Award and her editorial on Ayatollah Ashcraft and his prosecution of Extreme Associates Video Company at What's New and editorials or terror journals, and the Reverend's response to that on the linked on the same page and at Patriot Letters. Not over-caffeinated or anything. The Tell Us the Truth Tour featuring Tom Morello, ex Rage Against the Machine and Audio Slave, as well as Billy Bragg and others at tellusthetruth.org. And also in time before the big erection, before the big election, punkvoter.com. Same thing, really. And from Radio 4 All, Radio numeral 4 All.net. You could check out a new release by Anti-Flag called Terror State, and I'll just pick that up myself and play you tracks from that. That ought to be great, by Anti-Flag. And a Michael Franti interview at radio4all.net. Alright, sick of plugging already. Paul Krasner's books and CDs at Paul Krasner, KRASSNER.com. Jello Biafra's spoken word CDs and all kinds of great music, spoken word releases, t-shirts, buttons, great benefit releases and compilations, alternativetentacles.com, and please remember to boycott the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys. Civil Liberties information and legal information at ACLU.org. AbortionAccess.org for ECP and birth control information. Michael Moore's new book, Dude, Where's My Country? MichaelMoore.com. The Reverend's friend, The Dark Lady, at DarkLady.com. The Great Bush Recall site at BushRecall.org. Jennifer Hunter at JenniferHunterConsulting.com. And you can talk her into being a live guest by calling her and probably becoming a customer at her telephone DOM service at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. In memory of Claire Clay, former Radio Volta DJ, 1978 to 2003, and love and support to everybody who knew her. Info on the Plea for Peace CDs, the Take Action Tours, and their primary beneficiaries, the National Helpline, at subcity.net. and the National Helpline is available 24/7 for assistance regarding suicidality and depression, and please pass that on to anybody who needs it at 1-800-SUICIDE. Okay, future shows include the new job celebration for 3 or 4 book burners in this area, the DOA 25th anniversary, Lisa Bouchel live once again on the show, possibly for the Holiday Tree and Balls special around the holidays, and possible cancellations due to family illnesses and one probably imminent death, and also collecting information early, and so far there's been a lot of great stuff submitted for the 3rd anniversary show in January. So whatever you think of, send it. You know I love it. Alright, we'll do the credits and I'll play some more tracks. And we're still on AN, who end abruptly at the top of the hour. Oops, what is Kenny saying? Funny abortion article from The Onion. Headline, Christ kills 2, injures 7 in abortion clinic attack. That is funny. It's a little old, so you have to look for that on The Onion. And it has a kind of a replication of the Brookline, Massachusetts clinics attacks when John Salvey shot people at 2 clinics in Brookline, Massachusetts on the same day, except it has Jesus doing it. Christ kills 2, injures 7 in abortion clinic attack, and has a picture of him in handcuffs being led away. That's from The Onion, that humor magazine. Credits and then some more tunes. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration for tonight's show. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Sister Mary Titwright, Lady Pixan, Megatron, Liz Bott, Justin, Brooke, Mr. Zvi, Mr. Scott, the computer security guy, Laura Shaban, Lisa Bouchel, Jilly Bean, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Coffee Goddesses, Mother Therese, Coffee Goddess Twins, Maria, Shannon, New Coffee Goddess, Faith, Dark Lady and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie's Show and Elegant Angel Video Company, Deicide, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLig.com, Barf, All Clinic Defenders, Maggot Punks, Pie Man, Jennifer Hunter, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter by Satan's sexual partner, Sister Bay, the community leader. The 2 Washington stations who air the show, and Dallas Blanchard. So, next week, either the Coffee Goddesses or Barf, and let's play a song by the Dayglow Abortions from their Feed Us a Fetus album, with a hilarious picture of Ronald McReagan and his goofy wife, the astrologist. It's a fetus instead of a Thanksgiving turkey, and it's covered with gravy and jelly beans. It's arguably the funniest album cover ever. The Dayglow Abortions, Feed Us a Fetus. This is called Die, Sinner, Die. Play. Let's go.
Christian faith. Give it away or give it up. Why should Christian teens be concerned about witnessing? Because Jesus Christ demands it. Long ago he said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and to the uttermost parts of the earth."
Touch me now. I got every sacrament behind me. I got baptism. I got communion. I got penance. I got extreme unction. I got confirmation! I was a Catholic child. The blood ran red, the blood ran wild. Now I'm a Catholic man. I put my tongue to the rail whenever I can. Yeah.
Okay, that was Catholic Boy by Bottom from the Put Your Tongue to the Rail compilation, the Philly Comp for Catholic Children, the songs of the Jim Carroll Band. And I'm going to play one more track, and then there's going to be another show on Radio Volta. It's coming up at 11 Eastern Time, USA. If you want to write to me, write Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. I'm going to play a track from the most recent Paul Krasner comedy CD, Irony Lives. This track is entitled Rebirth of Irony.
This album is going to be titled Irony Lives, and of course it stems from the fact that it was pronounced that the age of irony is dead, And it was ironic that... It was ironic I didn't even finish that sentence. It was ironic that Graydon Carter, the editor of Vanity Fair, and Roger Rosenblatt, a contributor to Time magazine, got into a fist fight over who said it first. But irony abounds. My favorite irony is the fact that all of those American flags that we saw were made in China, in slave labor camps, where the only job perk they had was listening to pirated CDs. So it was also ironic that Clear Channel, which told radio stations all over the country what records they recommended not be played, among them was Alanis Morissette singing Isn't It Ironic? And the irony there is that that song isn't even about irony. You know, I mean, it has lyrics like, Isn't it ironic if it rains at your wedding? That's not ironic. I mean, it sucks, but it's not ironic. It would be ironic if her father was an umbrella salesman. It's ironic that now African Americans who have been victims of racial profiling for decades after decades are now profiling Arab Americans. There's an Arab American comedian named Ahmed Ahmed who has a line. He says, I went to the airport and they asked me if I packed my bags myself. And I said yes. And then they arrested him. Maybe I should do more of his material. The most frightening thing I heard George W. Bush say in this whole mess was, God is not neutral. My whole spiritual path depends on God being neutral. I mean, my concepts of God have changed over the years. I was playing high school baseball, and I would be there at bat, and I would be praying, please God, help me get a hit. Please God, help me get a hit. And then I had a religious epiphany. I realized that the pitcher was saying, please God, let me strike him out. Please God, let me strike him out. And suddenly I realized they canceled each other out.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.